Now it says a new halacha. You're not supposed to put onto it more than three stitches. So Rashi explains this really is going upon the cervix, the one that combs out the wool, the beged, like the cloth, used to put special loops there in order to hold it well. And when they got finished their job, they would take off the loops. So these loops you should not sew in with more than three stitches. It shouldn't be too strong, because they at the end should be able to take it out. Now, v'lo yisroi ka beged l'shesi, when you go to comb out the beged, you should not comb it out. L'shesi means upwards, downwards. Elali orvoi, rather crosswise. Across, you should do it. U'meshavyayu l'orkoi, when you want to stretch it out, like stretch it out lengthwise, avlo l'rochboi, don't do it the widthwise. V'yembo l'hashvois, ad tefach rishoi. But if you want to stretch it out to a tefach, that you're allowed to. Yeah, then if he wants to stretch it out into a tefach, that's okay. The Omama, what would you say? Shnei chutin belongs to the koyves. For at the Gemara, I've an antanan shloisha, shloish. We learn that he could keep three chutim, three strings. Like Kasha, ho bialimi ho bektini. One is where it's nice and thick ones. Rashi says gasem, thick ones. Then he can only keep two. One is talking about bektini. The small ones, therefore, can only keep. He could keep three of them. Then it says the Brisev, Lo Yisrael ka beged l'shesi el liorvoi, when you come to comb out the beged, you should not do it upwards, downwards, but rather el liorvoi across. Either your tan yipchi, we learned just the opposite. Satei lakasha, ho the glimi hor besarbalo. Glimi, Rashi learned, that's like a regular talis. Talis, sasu l'chol yoim, kshusarek l'shesav noichol yikoro maher. If you comb it out upwards, it'll be easier to rip. So therefore you don't do it that way. Sarbala Rashi says also lechovet lenoi. That's a special type of a clothing that you only wear when you want to show off, like lechovet lenoi. Therefore, there you care to look nicer, even though it may rip faster, but you care how it looks. Therefore, you're supposed to be sarkoid coming out leshesi upwards and downwards. Then it says v'lo yato bo yoisa mishloi shechovin. In these loops again, you should not put more than three stitches. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Tuya v'osi chod, when you go in and go out with the needle, is that called like one? Or do am tuya v'asoi trei, or maybe going in one and coming out again with the needle, that's considered like two stitches. So you're going to do like one and a half really. Taiku, this is more obliged by Sophic. Exactly what's called the three stitches here. Then umeshavir liork, if you want to stretch it out, you stretch it out lengthwise. Avalel l'rochboi, not widthwise. For the Gemara again, v'otan yipche, we learned just the opposite. So I'll tell you again like Asher. Ho be glimi, here's by regular cloth. Ho be hemuni, here's by special hemuni. Rashi says, Eina nira el shnei roshe atluyim. It's like a belt, something inside that you only see the two ends that stick out. Therefore, lekach mashav l'roch by beis roshe atluyim. Therefore, you're supposed to stretch it out across to make the two parts that stick out look alike. But now it's like a belt, therefore it's mutter to stretch out crosswise to get the two ends equal. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Ein loichin min ha-sarik muchin. You're not allowed to buy from the sarik. That's from the komer, muchin, or wool. Mivnei shein ishaloi, like we learned in the Mishnah, where the komer comes out from the wool, there's an abundance, there is a lot, therefore it belongs to the balabos. But if a mokim shinogu liyo shaloi, but if the meaning of the mokim is that the balabos is not makbid, and he lets the komer keep all the wool, all the wool that's stuck on the comb, then the lofer is loichin. Then you're allowed to. Well, the chol mokum, any place, loichin mehem kar mole muchin, you're allowed to borrow like a pillow full of wool, uksois mole muchin, a pillow or a blanket, you could buy from them, from the komis. My time, what's the reason? Keninu v'shinoi. Because even if you want to say it was like stolen, it didn't belong to them, but the meister, they made a shinoi meister now. They changed it over, therefore, that corner. So therefore, you're allowed to buy it off them. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Ein loichin migardi, you can't buy from a gardi. You can't buy from a weaver. Loirin, v'loi nirin, v'loi punkliklin, v'loi shira pakias. Like any small leftover particles of the wool, you can't buy from them. Because again, Rashi says, irin means derech agardi laniach tsemer b'kona shalorif. The weaver usually leaves over a little bit of wool at the end, kadesh layetz erev, minakon, lakan, but vusha balabais, these things that are left over, they're a little bit valuable, so therefore we say these things belong to the Balavos. These are like remnants of the wool or threads, yeah, or the coils. These things you can't pry off the off a weaver. So they have to be afraid again, it belongs to the Balavos, therefore it's like Gezel. Have a leichen mehen beged menumer, but you're allowed to buy from them a beged menumer. That means a colorful beged. Or if, yeah. So Rashi says beged menumer means klemer afilu menumer b'tzvim harbi. Even though the beged has a lot of colors to it. Have a piece raglan ladover shagonaf atzemer min habegodim shorik. Even though it looks like he stole, like these are from stolen goods, he stole different type of wool from different type of begodim, and now he made one big colorful beged out of it. Still, it's muta the kaninu b'shinui. Because it's like he made it from the wool that he stole. He made a beged out of it. So that's called kanina b'shinui. Therefore, he's kind of it. Now, also, you're allowed to buy off the weaver or a piece of material of the orav that goes across the shesi, the material that goes upwards. Tavi, if it's spun the orig and already woven, then you're allowed to buy it. So Gemara says, Amri hashta tavi. Shakli, once you tell me you're allowed to buy these type of materials, if they're just spun, so orig mi boy, do you have to tell me if it was woven? For sure you're allowed to, like for sure already it's called like a shinu maisa, that you're allowed to buy it off him. So what do you have to tell me for? So Mora says, my orig tichi, no, you know what orig means here? It means tichi, Rashi says, shasharius, to loy tovin koid machain. Pieces that were not spun before, senachanami, it was not spun, so I have to tell you if you wove it without spunning it first. For that, lemaisa, it's also mutter. And also you're allowed to. Tana rabbonim, not like this. Ein loichin min hatseva, you can't buy from a dyer. Also loy oisois, for loy dugmois, for loy telushim, shotema. You can't buy, or for a dyer, also these are samples like, Oysas Rashi says, Kishmavi loy begel et svoya, chetchim men omat, the neibal of leda, em yiklet, like he tests a little material that he tests to see if it could die or not. So these things you can't buy, because again, maybe it belongs to the Balabas, and it's like Gezel. For loy tlushim shotsem, you can't buy pieces of wool. Avaloycha mehen beget savuya, but you could buy off a dyer, a dyed cloth, tovi, and you could buy off him what, if it's spun. And the gear should be uvagodim and clothing also. So again, the Gemara is the kasha. Hashda tovi shakli madich let a buy of him material that's spun. Begodim mi boy is the clothing for sure you let a buy. So Moses says again, my begodim, what type of begodim we're talking about over here? Namti. Namti is a type of a beged that was not a spun. So Rashi says, Namti levedim, some also just a piece of material. Rasubiyen sham tovi, it was not a spun before. That's the chiddush. If it has a shem cloth already, you're allowed to buy it off him. Tana rabban learn like this: Hanoisin oris liavdin. If somebody gives the skin to the tanner to work it over, hakitzuyin v'yatlushin harien shabalabais. After he cuts it down, the leftover pieces to get it to the right the kitzuyin, what he cuts off to make the right square, or what's pulled off from it, that belongs to the balabos. But v'yoyla. Even if he soaks in water, what comes up in the water, that belongs to the tanner. That's not a davar choshev. On that we say the balabos is not matbe, that belongs to him. Then we say, it says the Mishnah. If it was black, the material on a white cloth, then we say it belongs to you, to the washerman, the owner of that matbe. Rabbi Yehuda, Kitzra Shemei, that the name of a washerman is called Kitzrei. The Kitzrei Shokel, and he takes the part that makes it smaller. That's what shrinks in the water, these small threads, that's what the washerman is allowed to keep. Omer Rav Yehuda, HaKol Olam Leminyan Tcheles. That any part that's left over on the bottom of the beged, these strings, these like chutim, is called part of the beged. And it goes into the minyan of Tcheles, means like tzitzis. In other words, tzitzis you're supposed to put at the end of your beged, but there's a shear, how much of the beged still has to be there. So what's called the end of the beged? These chutim that are strings that are standing out is also considered part of the beged. Rashi says, Oysa shloisha chutim. In loikotz from the kovitz did not take it off, it goes into the minion of molay kesher godol. That's like one thumb, the length of the thumb. Shetzorach laharchek yasatcheles from the tzitzis. That you have to take the tzitzis away from the beged, mislasa beged. So therefore, what's called the end of the beged? If the washman left over these three strings, it's still called part of the beged. The Yitzchak Bri, Kapit Elayu, and my son Yitzchak was Makpid Alav, And Rashi says, he didn't want to have this. He didn't want to have this to be part of his begid. He was makbet to tear it off. And like to make sure there's mole of, there's enough space of the begid without these three chutim. Then it says, ha-chayet she-shayir is a chut. So if he's over a chut, that goes to the balabos. The kama litfer, what's called litfer, leaves over a string that you can still sew with. Omer Ravasi, mole machuk, chutz lemachet. He left over a needle's worth, and chutz another needle's worth. So we boil, we have a question like this. Mole machuk, the chutz lemachet, kamole machet. Does it mean like he left over this last string, the size of the needle, plus extended another needle's worth? Like two needles worth? Or Dilma maybe no. Mole machik, that's to be the length of a needle. V'chutz l'machet mashu, and then a little bit more is also enough. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. In other words, how much of the string is left over that we say still goes back to the balabos, he's makbet to keep it. So Toshma, come and bring your a proof. The Tanya will learn like this. Ha-chayit sh'shayir esachut, if the tailor left over a string, pochus m'chtei lifter boy, less than he could use to sew with, or else umatlis a piece of material. Sheep chusim shalosh, that's less than 3 by 3 its boys. Bisman shabalabais makbalayim harayel shabalabais. Here the balabos is mak, but he wants to use it still. He has the right to take it, it's his. Ein balabais makbalayim, the balabos is not makbal on it though. Then we say harayel shaloi. Then it belongs to you, but then the tailor has the right to keep it. Now, Iyamrit, you're going to tell me bishleim amoli machet v'chutz lamachet kamoli machet. If you're going to tell me this shear we're talking about is where the tailor left over a piece of string, the length of a needle, and then chutz mizeh another needle. If so, pochus mikan, less than that, chazir l'sichta. It's usable for something, to make clamps with it. You can do something with it. So therefore, it's a shal of the balabos is mak, but he still keeps it. Eliyama, if you would tell me, moli machet, v'chutz lamachet mashu, that's what we're talking about, just the length of a needle and a drop more. So then here we say now, pochus mikan. Less than that, it depends if the balabos is makbid or not. But lamai chazi, what do you mean the balabos is makbid? What can he use it for? It's such a small piece, what can he use it for? Elishmamin, this should be a good proof, that moli machet, v'chutz lamachet, ke moli machet shmamina. Now that we're talking about here, that when the weaver left over a string long enough, the size of a needle, and outside another needle, it means a complete second needle. So that's a davar chashuv, that type has to be left over for the balabos. But something less than that, minastam, we say the balabos is not makbid. But if we hear he's makbid and echnami, then you have to give it to him. Then the Mishnah ends off, Masha Cherish. Talks about what they're a carpenter. But the carpenter depends what type of the tool he uses if he has to give the chips back to the balabos or he can keep it. Maskashi Raminu have a question. Masha Cherish Moitzi B'matzad, what the carpenter, the chips that come off when he uses this type of a saw, V'yanifsa G'megira, what comes off with this type, Harayel Shabalabais. Both of these two chips belong to the balabos. But V'yayetzi Mitachas Makadeach, what comes out something, stam, you like drill a hole in, or mitachas rehitni, or what comes out from a rehitni, stam, pliers, va'anagri b'megira, then harel ushloi, only these very small chips belong to the carpenter. But mash, many types of a sur always belongs to the balabas. And that's not like our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Omar Rovo, the yas with the Tanadidan in the place of our Tanadal Mishnah, Ikatarti, there were two types of swords there. Chatzina l'rabso, there was a big type of a sword, Korolik shield, that was called l'kshield. And that we say for sure the chips go to the balabas. Ulazutrusa, and it was a smaller type of a sword, Korolik matzad, that was called the matzad. And that we said the smaller type, true, goes to the carpenter. But the yas with the Tana brought, the Tana of this price, Chadu Diiko, there's only one type of a sword they had there, the Korolei Matzad. So true, it was a bigger type of a sword. So even though in the price it's called a Matzad, our Mishnah calls it a smaller Kli, because in the Mishnah times they had two different types. But here they only had one type and it was a bigger type, it's called a Matzad, but Aloch, it's the same thing. But if the chips are bigger, we say the Balabos is Matzad, it goes to the Balabos. The chips are smaller, then the Balabos, then the carpenter has the right to keep it. The Mishnah ends off. If he's doing the work by the balabos, then the balabos keeps everything. Tana Rabbanu learn like this. Misasasi avonu. Somebody's like chiseling down stones. That's what you're doing. You're smoothing out stones. Izain behem mishum gezel. You know there's no risk of gezel. Like the balabos is not makbid on the chiseled off pieces. You let it keep it. Mefaske ilonus. somebody that's pruning like trees. Vafasni gufanim, you're like pruning by the grapes. Menafke higni, you're cleaning out the higni, the thorns. Menachshi is roim, you're cleaning out the zroim, what grows. Vyodre yirokos, you're cleaning out by the vegetables. So now you throw away pieces of wood, like the bare pieces, you throw away the bare leaves. So can you keep it or not? So this mantra, Balabais Makbar Alem, if the Balabas is Makbar, he still wants these pieces. Yesh, Bemishum Gezel. The Maisa belongs to the Balabas, you have no right to keep it. You have to give it back, it's called Gezel. Ein Balabais Makbar Alem, if the Balabas is not Makbar on it, then we say Reilu Shaloi, then the Maisa, you have a right to keep it. And that's the klal of our Mishnah, something the Balabas is not Makbar on, like since you're working with it, Avad it to Svara, he lets you keep it. It's not called Gezel, like he gives you permission to use it. Just something that he's marked on, he wants for himself, then you have no right to use it. So if you have no right to use it, it's called Gezel, you're taking away somebody else's. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishois v'chazis, the two type of vegetables like, ain't there mishum Gezel. If somebody takes it, there's no Gezel. The Asra the Kasti, but in the place where the Balabas is makbid, yesh be mishum Gezel, then there is Gezel. So now there's Kishois, there's Kishois v'chazis. Rashi says, Chazis, Tatcher Tachas, Shachas, Shaltfua, Chit Nasarim Baitim Yerik. It means a very young part of the growth of the wheat and the barley. So these two things like very young type of grapes or growths, whether they're from the pumpkin, from the cucumbers, they're very young things. So they're fine by Mishum Gezel. But the Asra, the Kafti, if you know the Balabas is Makbar upon it, then there would be Nisa Gezel on it. And Omar Ravina says, Umosa Machsio, the city Machsio, ask for the Kafiyu. So there's a place that people are Makbit. So Rashi says, Mokim Behemasu, Hosrichan Amaratoiv. Like there's a Mokim for the animals graze there, and they need it for the grazing of the animals. Therefore, the owner is Makbit. Therefore, if somebody comes and takes it, there will be an Issa Gezel. Hadrun Alechwa, Goizobasro, Slikulo, Mesechta, Bobakamo. Now, just for a little bit of a Hadrun over here. Like we know, the first Mishnah, Arba Avos Nezikin, talks about the Yisod of the Dalad Nezikim, Avos Nezikim, Shor, Mave, Bor, the different Mazikim, that if your animals do damage, you have to pay for it. And we said that the Mishnah says, Oshmeros and Olecho, and we spoke out then, that there's an Isser involved, that the Bailam has to watch his property that should not do damage. That's the reason why you chay, because you did not watch it well enough. That is really, there's an Isser involved that you have to watch. The shmir, if you have an animal, you have something that could do damage, you have to watch it not to do damage to somebody else. Therefore, if your animal does damage, that's why you have to pay for the damage of your animal. But it starts out that you have to watch yourself not to do damage to others. That's the same here also of this goslin here, of a gezel. You have to make sure, watch out not to harm a balabas. Now, what's called harming him? If he's makbid upon this thing, he wants it. So if you've taken it away from him, you're harming him. You're taking something away that he wants. That has an Issa Gezel to it. That's the Yisod of the Mazikim, to watch yourself not to do damage to somebody else. Whereas if the Balabas is not Makbar upon it, therefore you're not doing any damage to him, therefore there's no Issa Gezel. Therefore you're allowed to keep these things. So Koponim, we learn out from here these things, that the famous mitzvah, V'yahavtu Arecha Kamoicha, you have to love your friend like your own, just like whatever you own. So it doesn't only go on your body, but it goes on your mom and also anything you own. You're careful to watch it. It shouldn't be destroyed. You want it. The same thing, something that belongs to your friend. Also, you have to realize that it's your friend's and you have to watch it to make sure he should still have it. And he should not be missing anything. And you should not be a cause that he is missing anything. This is b'chlal, though you sort of the Nezikin. To watch out, not to rerun, not to hurt, harm somebody else. And any little way of harming somebody else, that's all b'chlal, this lav, this Isser of Gzela. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda learns. That the Yisr of Mazikim, that you have to watch that your animal should not do damage, that's all b'chlal the lav of Gzela. Now it's Mazikim, that the first Mishnah says, Ah, both of Mazikim, you have to pay for, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, we'll learn enough from the lav of Lo Sigzel. That's what the lav is. What's the pshat like we're explaining it now? That the Yisr of Lo Sigzel is, be careful not to harm somebody else. Don't take away, don't ruin somebody else's things. It's the same thing, but Yisr Mazikim, not to do damage to somebody else, watch out not to do any, don't hurt anybody else. Alright, Mitzvah Shibazoichel, Sukhsem Kishayamti, Mesechta Babakama, Shibazoichel Vesayim, Mesechta Sacharim.